Blog Talk Radio.
Hello ladies, you're moments away from a new metal injection live cast. Next week, Rob and Aaron will be out of town. So if you have any parting insults, this is the night to get them in. Also, Lonnie's here tonight, so if you're from Rockford, Illinois, you should probably call too. Here's the show.
Alright, we are here. On the live cast.
You're the fourth one, Darren, I think.
He's the third one.
We're talking about our penises. Darren's the third one.
Inside Noah at this moment.
Yeah,
hey!
Hi, Michael. What's going on here? All right, that's better. Thank
so,
you.
We have a special guest in the studio today. Our good friend Lonnie.
So.
Oh, you said that's really special.
I thought you had someone special also. Do you have anyone special in your life right
now?
Oh. Thanks. I'm thoroughly creeped out.
Well, then my job is done here. Of course, you can be a part of the show. You just have to give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357.
By the way, Lonnie has a new blog about cooking with beer. It's called Bud Appetit.
Yeah.
Nice. I also went to junior high with a kid named Bud Appetit.
What's he doing now?
He plays professional kickball.
Wow. Actually.
Yes.
It's pretty impressive. Yeah.
And he also runs a pet store.
What's the name of the pet store?
So,
you're going too deep into it.
Yeah.
I think I'm too loud now, Noah.
Wasn't
see,
expecting
that's
question.
Crazy. All right, that's better.
Thanks, Sid.
We
I know how to do this.
I'm
monitoring the waveform.
It's very large. You keep doing that.
Trying to ride the waveform.
Sid, just talk and just do your job.
What is my... Do I have... It's still very loud.
His
do I
job
have a
is
job?
To annoy us, so
yeah.
He's doing pretty good now.
Now I can't hear myself at all.
Turn your headphones.
There's got to be a happy medium here, Noah, that we could find.
Shut up, Sid!
See, look how much louder that is than me.
Because
she yelled. She yelled in the mic.
Even if I yell, it's still... Yes, I should.
That's the way they want it.
Yeah, we don't want to hear you. Nobody wants to hear you.
Now everybody's louder than me.
Yeah, but if...
Good.
If he has no sound, then he's going to yell, so we'll hear him more.
Yeah. Just throw M&Ms at people's faces.
I don't like where this is going. At all.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. So, later on in the show, Thor Shredstein is going to join us, because earlier in the hour, it was revealed that Marty Friedman is the new spokesperson for Santa in Japan. And Thor Shredstein is incredibly pissed.
Oh, yeah?
So he said he's going to...
So is Noah.
Oh, so
why
are you?
Why are you pissed?
I just can't believe it. This is what happened to Marty Friedman.
No, it doesn't have Asian people.
What do you care?
First of all, isn't that old, that video? Or did he just
No,
do that?
I think it just came out.
He looks
like
old.
He doesn't look old, which is why I think it's old.
No, it's new.
No,
it's,
he looks like
recent.
He had like
he looks like Weird Al Yankovic with AIDS, basically.
You can watch the video on the main page of Metal Injection if you haven't seen it yet.
Or you could just picture Weird Al with AIDS.
So what is he selling?
Well, I don't really speak Japanese, so I can't really.
Okay.
Really...
You said he's selling Fanta, I thought.
Well, yeah, I don't know exactly what he's saying.
You don't know what flavor Fanta he's selling.
But it looks like a PSA when you watch it.
It's like a bunch of
well, I think it was like a press conference, and basically, like, the marketing campaign is going to be that there's going to be a rock group called Fanta with all of these Japanese celebrities, one of which is Marty Friedman, and another of which is a sumo wrestler.
So is it a super group?
Absolutely.
Like Twilight?
Do they all dress like the drink? because that would be the connection.
They have yet to perform, so we don't know yet.
But they're all just sitting around and talking in Japanese. It looks like a commercial to warn people that Fanta gives you cancer or something.
Or a really bad hairdo.
Like he's like a support group. Like,
that might be the new flavor. Fanta cancer.
Fanta. You know, it's the exact opposite of how Japanese commercials are, right? Because when you watch our Fanta commercials, you have like women in like short skirts jumping around and like bright colors, like a Japanese commercial.
Right.
And then this is just like five people talking.
Yeah. It's boring, like an American commercial.
One of them is like the guy from Loudness, I think. Big guy.
Are you sure?
I don't know. If not, then he certainly looks like.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. I mean, who else do they have?
What other metal groups?
Psy.
But are they like
big?
Yeah,
but they're not big. Bands people would know other than you.
I think people in Japan would know.
No. It features other household names like Takamezawa.
Oh, him.
From the Alfie.
Who?
I don't know. And then Nana Tanimura.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ayan Akozi, who's DJ Ozma.
Who?
And Akibono, the sumo wrestler.
Who?
Sonny's cousin.
And Marty
Akibono?
Yeah, Akibono and Sonny Bono.
Yep.
Used to be a tag team.
Are you sure it's not Sonny Ono that he's cousin? I don't know. Anyway.
There's a wrestling guy once.
Yeah.
Sonny Ono, manager.
What time is your guys' wrestling podcast?
Well, who the fuck knows who Sonny Bono is now, either?
He died that long ago.
I do, but, you know, no one in the audience.
We just for ourselves, and the audience comes along for the ride.
Oh, okay.
We don't cater to them, because then all we'd be talking about is Avenged Sevenfold.
That's true.
And that's only about 40% of our show. It's Avenged Sevenfold discussion.
So, another thing I want to bring up is the Insane Clown Posse.
Again, that's the other 60% of our show.
I feel like we might be giving them too much press, but this is really good. They appeared on ABC's Nightline.
And when was this?
Martin Bashir interviewed them.
Was this yesterday?
Yeah, it might have been. This is very recent.
I love how like ICP stuff conveniently comes out right before we do our podcast.
And it's like they know. Yeah. We need topics to talk about. So,
I bet they didn't wear their makeup.
No, they did. They did in the interview.
Right.
But I guess this is like a clip from the interview.
Uh-oh.
But it almost makes me want to defend ICP, and I don't like that at all.
Let's hear it.
It's loading up right now.
I can't believe people listen to this shit.
How do you write a line like from...
Oh, it's buffering.
From Pluto to your anus.
Your anus. Your anus.
How do you write that line? You ask a 5-year-old what their friends say. And you write it down.
But I like how he's like David Frost interviewing ICP. Yeah. Like he's all
They're
serious.
You have to refresh it. It's,
I think that might be the end of the interview. Really, I think we know where this is going. Don't
I
we?
Say, how do you choose your face paint?
By the time Martin Bashir read the whole lyric to himself, he's like, you know what? I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
He just walked out. He's like, I'm a fucking respected journalist.
Yeah.
I interviewed Michael Jackson one time.
Yeah, very respected.
Are you sure that wasn't an audio clip from the film The Queen?
I don't know what that is.
Is that the one with Helen Mirren?
That was a little too highbrow.
Yes.
For this crowd. I'll save that for my BBC podcast.
All right, let's start it again. Hopefully it'll work this time.
Probably not, though.
Maybe. And
no.
Your internet connection stinks.
Do you have a transcript? Did you send away for a transcript?
It was $39.99, though.
We don't have the budget for it.
Oh, no.
Your anus.
The buffering, yeah.
How do we even post this on Metal Injection? Maybe it would have worked better.
God, you're right.
On your site. Maybe you should just do that now, and we'll talk about it later.
All right, yeah. Let's change topics.
Okay.
So Corey Haim died today.
Yeah.
What from drugs?
Who?
Yeah, Marty Friedman. He's on the Marty Friedman tier of celebrities, I think. Right?
He looked like he ate Marty Friedman.
Oh, was he fat? And then, let me see a picture.
I didn't see a recent picture.
He was on lots of pills and stuff.
Yeah.
At one point, I think he ballooned up over 300. I don't know.
What?
I think he was on Celebrity Soccer Club or something, wasn't he? Or like one of those, or like drug rehab.
So it wasn't diet pills, you're saying?
No.
Okay. No, he didn't look that fat now. Like, he lost weight because he got back into movies. Because they had that whole reality show with Corey Feldman where, like, they both got their life back
on
track.
That was, like, 3 years ago, though.
Oh, there's a naked picture of him. Is that him? Oh. Hold on. Corey
I don't
Haim.
Need more
of a look. I see a naked man with Corey Haim's face.
No identified.
I can't see it. You need to
hold on.
Watch
actually,
it.
I am. I'm
famous
to.
Nude pictures.
Oh, is that him? Is that really him?
Ew, that's yucky.
He looks like a gay porn guy.
He looks like he's got a horse.
That might not be him.
It's probably not him. If he had that size, he'd be busy fucking and not overdosing.
He would still be in movies.
No.
Anyway.
I liked what the Iron Sheik tweeted, though, earlier today. Darren, can you read it?
Read it in Iron Sheik voice?
Well, yes.
R.I.P. Corey Haim. I remember him from a long time ago. He good man. Not like that fag, Mario Lopez. God bless him.
Now, here's my... Yeah, like, who is he blessing, Mario Lopez?
On Iron Sheik's Twitter, is like, all Mario Lopez.
I don't get it. It's like Mario Lopez and Hogan are the...
Because I guess he feels he was the Slater of the WWE.
Yeah.
The territorial
I thought of it first. It's a piece of shit. Inside Edition.
Is it ready to play yet, Ron?
I think it's working now.
From Pluto to your anus, we are underground famous.
For Doom in 808 bass booms in your face. That's dope, man. Welcome to the world of rap.
But isn't this almost prepubescent, barely literate?
Probably to you. You know what I mean?
Not to me, I'm asking you.
You sound smart as a mother. Maybe it's not your cup of tea, of course. It sounds ridiculous to you, you know what I mean?
Explain to me the fixation with rape, violence, and murder in the lyrics, particularly.
That's what
how
they say
it
over there.
If you call a song, I'm a kill you.
It means I'm a kill you. But, I mean, how you take that, I mean, are you like a grown retard or something?
Yeah,
are you
going
to go out and do it kind of murderer to begin with? Then it might affect you. But if you're anybody else,
if you're normal,
I could take you to Walmart and show you some pretty scary sounding horror movies.
What about February 2009? Michael Goucher stabbed 20 times by two self-proclaimed juggalos.
Well, you know, just the way you read these off is like, it's like a brutal attack to try to make it sound like our fans are these dangerous people when it's...
Does he get the shit beaten out of him by the end of the interview?
I didn't say that. I'm just...
Wait,
you referred to him as Violent J.
Yeah. Violent J, don't be so violent.
I'm just...
Dangerous people when it's... misconstrued things.
Violent J, I didn't say that. I'm reporting the facts of these cases. The individuals who perpetrated these murders and acts of violence
once again
were self-proclaimed juggalos.
I don't believe in this evidence you speak of. I don't believe that juggalos are. I believe, out of the millions and millions that have bought of our albums, yes, some of them probably have committed horrendous crimes. But I don't.
You admit that.
Absolutely.
Now, their act may not be for everyone. Just don't expect
there's my just so yeah. It's like
what's the difference between self-proclaimed juggalos and juggalos? Do you have to be? Can you
some
be
people
proclaimed?
Are closeted juggalos.
But are there levels or there badges that you have to get, like a Boy Scout
it's
or something?
Scientology.
Is it really?
No.
Except with more makeup, or maybe less makeup actually.
Have you seen John Travolta lately?
A self-proclaimed juggalo hasn't killed anybody yet. That's what it is.
Well, no, they proclaimed themselves as juggalos and they killed people.
Well, now they're juggalos. They committed murder.
That's how you become a juggalo. You kill people. I love that it's like, if you're a grown-up retard, you'll kill somebody.
Isn't that who buys their records, though?
Yeah.
Grown-up retard.
Wouldn't that accurately describe both members of Iron Maiden?
Yeah. And all their friends.
If there are any juggalos out there listening, give us a call. 646-929-1357.
It's like how that guy's doing an in-depth investigation of ICP that no one's thought about in like 15 years.
Yeah.
So I say.
Someone in the chat room says, I've killed lots of people, but no one gets on Coldplay's case. Good stuff.
Good one.
Coldplay, I was just wondering, when you write a lyric, I don't know any Coldplay lyrics, I can't do it. Sorry. Someone
do
help.
They have lyrics? It's just like...
and it was all yellow.
No, they just steal Joe Satriani's music.
Well, not his lyrics, just the riffs.
Shut up.
You just want to put a Joey Satch dig in there? Also, on Monday, me and Noah, along with Frank and some of our friends, went to see a show at B.B. King's. It was Orphanland and Sudakra.
And Gwynbleed.
And Gwynbleed, that's right. Gwynbleed, a local band. Pretty good. Sound kind of like Opeth. And then Noah was getting really drunk the whole night.
I was having a great time.
She was having a great time, let me tell you. Because for Orphanland, I was in the crowd shooting, and no one wasn't too far from me, and she, like, lost it.
How?
What do you mean, lost it?
I mean, like, I've never seen you have, like, that much fun. Like, you were, like, headbanging. You were, like, you were acting like a stereotypical Slayer fan, but to Orphanland.
Did she cut a Scar of David, Star of David into her arms?
She did cut a Scar of David.
I tried to, but I only had a pencil in my bag.
Well, it's a start.
But,
do you have any of this band's music?
Yeah, I'll queue it up right now.
For Revelry?
What kind of band is this?
Why don't you explain it?
Orphanland is, I guess, like a Middle Eastern Opeth. But
they're a metal band from Israel.
They're a band from Israel, and it was just like, like really cool to have an Israeli band on a major label.
What label?
Century Media.
That's a major label.
Well, yeah, a major metal label.
Okay, well, that's a different.
How about that?
Okay, fair enough.
Whatever.
That's gonna sound like Happy Days for a second.
Except it's only Saturday.
I don't know. Like, for me, it's really cool.
This wasn't the song where you were headbanging to, was it?
I think this was the first song I played. I wasn't into it that much yet.
Yeah.
You weren't that drunk if you remember the first song.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's good. It's like... it's kind of similar to System of a Down, I'd say. Like, in the sense that they just take, like... you know, like a Middle Eastern vibe with the music, but
you're
they make
racist.
It metal.
I
how
think,
am I racist?
No. It's more involved.
Well, how does
than
that make me racist?
Down.
Well, it's very progressive.
Is
I agree.
Down from the Middle East?
They're Armenians.
Yeah, that's not the Middle East.
It's
near the Middle East.
It's the Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Whatever. Both have been killed by genocide, so.
Okay. Wait, Israel? How is that?
Yeah.
How is Israel killed by genocide?
Well, not Israel, but Jewish people.
Oh, all right. You'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
I found the song that she was headbanging to. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Calm down, Noah. Calm down.
Oh, she's going. She's going again. She just kicked me in the leg. Fuck.
It was like we were at a bar mitzvah.
Don't let her see Potsy.
Noah, dig for change.
There's no change on the floor. There's too many Jews in the room.
Yeah. There were a lot of... There were, like, dudes with yarmulkes on.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Was there?
No.
Were they really... Are you joking about that? Are they really...
No,
Jews
there
like?
Were...
No, there were. There were... I mean, there were...
So no one bought drinks?
There were... Like, what? No one what?
No one bought drinks. They're expensive at BB Cakes.
No one bought the merch.
Not the Jews.
No, but there were, like, four guys with, like, the knitted yarmulkes who are not, like, Orthodox or, like... I guess more like Reform Jews. Or
were
something.
They waving their talluses around while they were?
There were two Jews with like the payas.
And they were headbanging with the payas.
I didn't see them in the crowd, but they're huge Metal Sucks fans, so Axel knew them.
By the way, for our listeners, payas are the little curls that they have hanging down from their ears.
Rabbi Grind, somebody says in the chat room.
Turn it up. The kids want to hear. Is that Dio in the video?
No.
It looks like Dio. Is it Dio woman?
Dio is battling cancer. Can we, like, not take ill of him?
Is he still doing that?
Why can't we just talk? We can't talk about Dio because he's sick.
He didn't say anything bad, really.
Besides, I thought he beat cancer.
Dio's a woman.
Good question in the chat. Yeah. Can Jews listen to Pig Destroyer? Yes, because they're destroying the pig. You just can't eat it. Yeah.
Depends if they're kosher or not.
Yeah, rabbis aren't always kosher. I heard
This isn't a real band, right?
No, it's real.
Oh, okay.
There's a bunch of guys that got together on Purim one year in their costumes. They had, like, little plastic noisemakers.
I heard the Two Live Jews opened for them.
I think they would open for Two Live Jews.
Really? Yeah, there's some Two Live Jews for you. Buffering.
Oh, no.
They're being interviewed by Mark Bashir.
So put this connection. There it is. This is called Oi, It's So Humid. Noah's headbanging right now.
This is Noah's uncle.
My uncle's dead, actually.
What?
Because
well, this is why Two Live Jews hasn't put out an album in a long time. Yeah, one of the two. No longer with us.
These two old Jews rolling around on the floor in the video.
Wait, was it hot at B.B. King's?
It was, actually. Remember, Rob, when we walked in, it was like they had the heat on, like, up to 100 degrees.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Rob, apparently, tell us about the shitty pulled pork sandwich you had. You're complaining.
Oh, this is very podcast-worthy. It's
part of the night for you.
Well, I mean, I don't know. They have B.B. King's is a bar and grill. So.
You ordered a sandwich? I thought you weren't going to order anything.
No, I did order. I ordered one, like, at the beginning of the show, Noah and Frank went to the back to interview Orphanland, and I was waiting out with the equipment because I had to wait for the sound guy, and some waitress just came over to me, and I was like, all right, I guess I'll eat. And the cheapest thing. Yeah. Well, I was really hungry, too.
Oh.
There was a waitress on the other side of the room, and I was like, I'm hungry!
Yeah.
I guess I'll eat.
Well, if you're up, wasn't even a waitress, it was just some lady waiting for the show.
And Rob was like, excuse me, do you know where the waitress is?
Get me pulled pork!
Damn,
ironic that you go see an Israeli band and you're eating pork. It's fucking blasphemy.
They don't even serve food there. You made someone go out for it.
Yeah. Do they speak English?
Orphanland?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
I
was going to say if they were interviewed in Hebrew.
I really wish my Hebrew was that good. I really wish.
But, so anyway, it was like absurd. It was like $25 and it was like mediocre food. Like a diner has a better pulled pork sandwich in that place.
That bad?
Yeah.
It's weird because they would definitely bring out their best food for Orphanland. That's when they would really serve their
I guess
A-game.
They're saving it for the Beatles brunch they have every Sunday afternoon. They have the weirdest shows there. They have Beatles brunch and then
like
a gospel hour.
They have like a gospel brunch thing like every Sunday or something.
Yeah.
Lonnie used to go to those.
Yeah.
And then,
I had to.
There's a cover band that's called Early Elton, which just focuses on like the first three Elton John albums.
Wow, there's a lot.
It's like, wow, what a specific tribute band. Like, let's pay tribute to Elton John, but just three albums. We don't want people to go nuts yet.
No one wants to hear that Lion King shit.
Well, it's before he went like super faggy.
Right.
It's just when
in the closet,
sure.
Elton.
Yeah.
They don't want to be accused of being faggy. Being an
right,
cover
band. Yeah, they want to make it.
No, they're serious musicians.
The original name of the cover band was Early Hetero Elton.
Hetero
and
Elton.
Then they were like, that doesn't start with E. And then they took it out.
By the way, I'm starting a cover band. It's going to be only the second side of the third album from Billy Joel.
I'd go see that. Yeah.
I'm putting that together.
Good job.
I'm going to be
not the hetero Billy Joel.
Starting
or whatever.
A cover band that's only the third track on Ride the Lightning.
Oh,
my Metallica cover
okay.
band.
The quick set.
Yeah.
Which song is that?
Da, 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 da.
Come on. No, you're not going to get it, are you?
Is that For Whom the Bell Tolls?
Yeah, For Whom the Bell Tolls.
For Whom the Bell Tolls. Well, that's what you can change it to. That's
my cover
band.
Yeah. That's the name of the band. We
Parody.
Come out barefoot.
And you're, yeah, no, flippers.
That's about Jenny's houseboy.
Next week.
No, I should. I already promised the Noah parody that I slacked off on.
Yeah, where is it, Darren?
I wrote half of it.
Come on, Darren.
All right. Also, I can't find a good clean instrumental of that song. So.
What song do you need?
Did you say what song it is?
It's Love.
Oh, so I can just ask our music guy to record it.
I don't want to impose on the guy, you know. He's
no, but Noah's allowed.
Noah will impose.
I'm allowed to impose
he
myself on him.
He imposes all over him.
He imposes on her.
He imposes in her.
Are we giving any new CDs away today?
Yeah, we have a ton of CDs. There's a bunch of new ones. I was found a bunch of new things. There's a Mudvayne special edition of the last one.
You said you're going to give that to me.
Can I have the Dream Evil CD?
Sure.
So you're just going to give away CDs to us?
To Noah, yeah.
She has to call in, though.
There's a Motorhead best of...
Can I get the Striper B-side compilation, please?
Can I get the early Elton?
There's some Slipknot now. Good stuff.
Slipknot
Richel,
now.
What's the Nightwish CD? Ronnie, you have anything
there's
to say to your buddy Richel?
There's plenty of Nightwish.
Hi, Richel. Does that suffice?
I suppose.
I don't have any CDs to give away.
No.
Tickets. What about any hats?
I might still have compilation CDs from my wedding. Can we give those away?
Yes, those are pretty
I got 30 of them at home. They're just sitting on a shelf.
That couple's retreat shirt, by the way,
early
that
Elton
you
John.
Gave us?
Yeah.
In the exact same spot where it was thrown the night you brought it. On the back
that
of
was,
the
I don't even remember how long ago that was.
We have a couple's retreat shirt. Oh, also Frank's band, for all of our New York listeners, Frank's band Imperion is playing an all-ages show on Sunday. And we have 3 pairs of tickets to give away. So if anyone from New York is listening and wants to go to a show at Club Europa in Greenpoint, is it?
Yeah, yeah. Only 3 uh-huh. people. It's on Frank.
No, it's 6 people. 3 pairs.
6 people.
Yeah, you're allowed to bring a friend. We're assuming you know somebody.
I thought we were just giving away like 3 tickets. Going to three
it's just
friends.
3 tickets. Can't bring a friend.
Yeah. None of our listeners are in New York, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure we have some. Rich Hall wants
they can fly out.
We need to book Imperion some shows in Florida, India, Venezuela, and Rockford, Illinois.
Yeah, maybe Avidya can help us out. But no, if we don't give away the tickets on the live show, if you listen to the archive, you can just email frank@metalinjection.net, and the first 3 people to do either or.
And if you send him a picture of your penis, it's even better.
Oh, then you win all 6 tickets.
Well, Corey Haim already won.
What's he going to do with them now?
His coffin's going to show up for Frank's show.
It's pretty metal.
He's going to bring Farrah Fawcett.
Oh.
There seem to be 3 Rich Halls in the chat room. There's Rich Hall, the real Rich Hall, and also Rich Hall.
We have a caller.
Popular.
Oh, and we have a caller. From 617, you are on the live cast line. What is your name and where are you from?
Massachusetts.
My name is John. I'm from Massachusetts.
Okay, what's up, John?
Good job.
Nothing. First time calling.
Long time. First time, long time.
Anyone watching the Dave Chappelle show?
No, because we're doing a live podcast right now.
And
what year is it where you are?
What are you talking about?
So, is anyone going to the New England Metal Hardcore Festival?
Just moving on. All right.
Yes. That one didn't work.
Yes, I am going to the New England Metal and Hardcore Festival.
He's trying out material.
Are you excited to go? Are you going to that?
I'm trying to buy tickets. My friend already bought.
Okay.
What bands would you want to see at that show?
Basically, Job for a Cowboy and just Whitechapel.
So you're going to pay for a fest to see 2 bands?
Maybe, I guess. The second day sounds better.
Sir, I have a question to ask you. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
What if I were to tell you that later tonight we were giving away a pair of tickets to New England Metal Fest? What if I were to tell you that?
How can I get them?
I'm just asking. That's not what I asked you, sir.
You can't answer a question with another question. Yeah.
What if I were to tell you that?
That's what he would say. How would I get them?
I'd be excited.
Okay, that's good to know.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're actually not giving away a fair ticket.
Well, we do have tickets to Imperion if you're going to come.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to.
Isn't that the New York metal and hardcore March
Sunday,
Fest or something?
Yeah.
Brunch?
Sunday.
The New York and hardcore metal fest, metal brunch.
And there's a slight chance that those other bands you mentioned may show up.
They
might show up.
There's a good chance that they will be played on the amplification system. but since you're a first-time caller, we have a bunch of CDs here that you might be interested in. Do you like music?
Yep.
Sure? Because you said you like White Club. No, I'm just kidding.
Ooh.
Just because he likes White Club, that doesn't mean anything bad.
I grew up listening to AC/DC, so I like a lot of stuff.
How old are you that you grew up listening
16.
To?
I was 16.
Oh, I thought he meant he grew up in the early
in
70s.
I'm 42.
My dad worked for a station.
Your dad worked for a radio station?
WZLX.
WZLX, 107. So is your dad out of a job now since nobody listens to
you anymore? He was one of those people.
I can tell, though, that you've got a broadcast lineage because you're a very charismatic voice.
Yeah,
it's true.
You've got my undivided attention, sir.
Do you have any of the boards from your dad's show like that we can listen to?
Hey,
he's
it's 72 degrees here in Massachusetts.
Rob, do you guys need an engineer? This guy's
not
for work.
No, this is
you're going to be gone 1 week next month.
Then
right?
You can just focus on talking.
It's true. So here's what you can choose from for your free CD. We have a Hero
push
of the
shirt
Faith.
Too. Push the shirt.
Carnifex, the Slipknot Live CD. Slipknot
like
Volume 3.
Cards
Soulflies, Dark Ages, Typo Negative, Bloody Kisses.
What?
That's
what?
Right. Municipal Waste, The Art
Rob's
of Partying.
Rob's just getting rid of his old CDs.
It's so true. I mean, they're new. I haven't listened to them. Napalm Death, Scum, Cradle of Filth, Motorhead Live.
Wow, we got
or Mudvayne. What do you want?
Could I get the Municipal Waste CD?
Yes, you may. Are you a metal injection junkie?
I think so. I haven't been on for like 2 years, so.
Do you remember what your username is?
In my computer. Fuck.
Can you tell me what it is? Or you
don't
remember?
I have no clue. I can just sign up right now.
All right, yeah. So just send me a private message to Metal Injection or Rob Injection, or the first person to send me a private message to claim this Municipal Waste CD. It's theirs. And make sure to include your full name, your full name and your address, and what CD you want.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. We got more callers. And let's see who else we got on the line. 916.
I used to wake up that kid.
Am I on?
Hey, who's this?
This is Austin again.
What's up, Austin?
Not much. You guys asked if anybody was a juggalo, and I'm not a juggalo. But I had a pretty early experience with one, and it was very scary. I can tell you that.
All right, why don't you share
tell us about your juggalo experience.
Oh, all right. I was in freshman year, and this kid was a junior, and he dressed like everything about him screamed juggalo when I think back on it. But I didn't listen to music basically at all, and so he told me to go listen to them. But still, like, even then, I think it was, like, it was a song about, like, the moon, and it went from, like, talking about the moon, like, spying on these two lovers to, like, raping and killing people, and that's what I couldn't help but thinking when you guys were talking about earlier. I was thinking, this guy's older than me, but he's a grown-up retard, and I never talked to him again.
Nice.
How many people has he murdered?
He looked like he murdered at least one person, and I'm pretty sure that he did. Hardcore drugs.
Naturally.
So does everybody on this show.
I'm going to do hardcore.
I don't really consider we to be that hardcore.
Weren't you listening before? Our fans don't kill anybody. Our fans don't. All right, okay, maybe one or two. All right, maybe like half.
Millions and millions.
Maybe like 60% tops.
Oh, wait. Someone in the chat says, dude, a juggalo sold me acid once, and it was great acid. There you have it. Juggalos have great acid.
Is there any quality levels to acid? I mean, like, I know that obviously there's a great weed and then there's dirt. But, I mean, I've never heard of, like, there being, like, I don't know, triptastic acid or something.
Well, maybe, like, some acid isn't as hard. Like, you know, it's a more mellow trip. It's not as intense if you think about it.
I did, and this is going to date how old I am. I went to the 94 Woodstock.
43.
And, no, it wasn't. It was the 94 Woodstock. And I did acid for the first time, and it didn't work at all. Like, it was just paper.
Were your friends tripping?
You sure it wasn't just paper?
Tripping?
I mean, I didn't. My friends weren't tripping early. They all complained about it.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't pay for it, so I didn't care. My friend got ripped off.
You're just really excited to see Rusted Root.
Yeah. No, you know, that's a whole story to get into. But I only saw two bands on that show.
Which two?
Aerosmith. And I saw the tail end of... No, I saw three. I saw the tail end of Green Day.
Okay.
I saw Nine Inch Nails where I almost got killed. Literally, not a joke. Almost, I was like 1 second away from dying.
How? What happened?
I was maybe 200 feet from the stage.
Okay.
And just watching, everyone's kind of just crowding around, standing together. And then I all of a sudden, I see like this fucking tidal wave of humanity coming towards me. Like people crowd surfing, but like 40 of them at the same time.
Oh.
And it's like probably literally like 15 feet in the air. So I was like, and I was fucked up. I was like a little stoned at this point and drunk. And I say, if like something kicked in, adrenaline or something, if I don't start moving out of the way now, I'm not going to have time and I'm going to get fucking trampled. So like I start backpedaling and it's mud, right? So I'm like, fuck, like I'm not going to get out of the way. And like I'm literally, I swear to God, I don't know if this was ever reported on TV, there were people with their heads getting crushed like right in front of me, like people getting their heads stepped on and shit. And like I back up and then I feel my foot hit a fucking mud puddle. My foot went like up in the air, I slipped, and then I was like, all right, focus, because if my foot doesn't come down on solid ground, I'm going to die. And luckily, my foot came down and I landed and I ran, like I kind of turned around and ran the other way and I lived. It was very fun. I swear I thought I was going to die.
That's fucking crazy.
God, what a pussy.
The other two bands I saw were Metallica and Aerosmith.
Okay. Not bad.
So what were you doing the rest of the time? You were there the whole time?
I was just very, I didn't want to be there. I went with my friend and his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was supposed to go with my girlfriend, but like we broke up. We planned to go, and then we broke up before that.
Mm.
So I wish it was like a third wheel, and I didn't want to go. We drove there, and you know how OCD I am, right? Like, I fucking hate mud. I hate, like, you know, being in, like, dirty conditions and shit. And, like, it was just all mud there and gross. And what they wanted to do was, like, set up a tent. They brought a little tent, and we were just supposed to lay on the fucking floor, and they're, like, all acting like hippies, you know? Like, oh, this is going to be so awesome. And, like, I'm like...
Were they all Hispanic?
No, they're white. But they're all, like, they're just like, oh, it's going to be so great. We're going to lay in the fucking earth and mud and, like, commune with nature. I'm like, it's fucking disgusting. I'm like, sleeping in shit. So I was like, so when decided to go to sleep, I went to the fucking car and just stayed in the car.
I see.
Most
so
of
you spent a weekend in a car, basically.
Most of it. No, we didn't go for the whole thing, though.
Oh, okay.
Got there when Green Day was on, so that was like the second day, I guess.
Can I give you the real story?
Mm-hmm.
That whole experience that Darren was just talking about, it wasn't Green Day. It was the Counting Crows.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Woodstock. It was just a Roseland. He was just on acid the whole time. I thought it was a Woodstock.
He was actually listening to the second Counting Crows record in his backyard.
I was going
to
say, Counting Crows are at my house.
It was really just that guy's father from the radio station.
Give me a job, Sam.
He was cleaning my toilet. He got fired from the train station. He came over.
Poor Jimmy. His dad cleans toilets.
All right, thank you for your call, Austin. We have to move on.
Yeah, great story.
Yeah, Metallica sucked on that show. 732, you've been patiently waiting for a little bit. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
Liam. I'm from Jersey.
Liam?
Yes.
What's up, Liam?
Nothing. I'm just calling because I'm really bored. My family took the TV, so I just decided to call in.
What, you said your family took the TV?
Not physically took the TV.
He's punished.
No, I'm not punished.
What did you do wrong?
I didn't do anything wrong.
You can tell us.
He's been selling acid.
Yes, I sell acid, actually.
You do?
Yes, the good stuff.
So you know how to tell between a good acid tablet or a bad one?
Tablet.
Whatever.
Assuming a bad one would be like Darren, like a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. You've never come in contact with bad ones, so you don't even know what it looks like, right?
So when I actually did acid and it worked, the one time I did it, it was paper too.
I have no intention of trying.
Good.
No, it's terrible. The worst drug ever. Lonnie, would you like to share your acid story?
No.
All right.
Did
it end with a wet dream on your show?
At least I didn't get introduced that way this time. Yeah, thank you, Rob.
Damn, I forgot.
Yeah, I know. I could always count on you to forget.
What were you talking about?
I think we were talking about Billy over here.
Liam, you're a first-time caller. I don't remember you, right? Is that true?
I called once before, but I got cut off. So it was like a 3-second call.
So you almost.
Okay. So we don't want to cut you off now. But
we got to go.
Do you like music?
I love music.
One question.
Yeah, I just want to make sure. I want to make sure. Anyway, because we have a few CDs that we're giving out. I don't know if you heard the list earlier. Let me go through it again.
You didn't even share a funny story, though. Aren't we going to make them work for some CDs? Or did they just have to call in?
If you're a first-time caller, you get a free CD.
Oh.
That's pretty lame.
This kid's in Jersey. Maybe he wants to go to the Imperium show.
Yeah, you want to go to a free show in Greenpoint? You got a car?
I don't have a car, but I can have someone take me. I'm not sure if I'd be able to go, though.
Yeah,
what show is it?
How old are you, Liam?
17.
Yeah, you don't want to go.
She's probably got papers to write.
Well, first we have a Nightwish CD that you can win. Do you want Nightwish?
I don't actually know Nightwish.
All right, moving on. Then.
Well, that's how you'd learn. What about this Municipal Waste CD?
No, that's already claimed.
Oh.
We have Magruder Grind, the new Mudvayne, a live Motorhead CD.
Magruder?
Yes. Cradle of Filth.
Odd name.
Napalm Death. Bloody Kisses by Typo Negative. A Hero, a Fake. Carnifex.
Versus by Pearl Jam.
I'm not giving away your CDs.
Slipknot Live, Slipknot's Volume 3, Dark Ages by Soulfly.
Rob's mixtape.
Yeah, I don't know what I would like out of that. I don't know what I would like.
Well, what do you like? What kind of music do you like?
I don't know. I like, right now, I really like Bring Me the Horizon. But I also like, I don't even know. Just really Bring Me the Horizon.
We have
that's the only band you listen to right now?
Do you
the only band I listen to, but you guys don't like any other bands I listen to. You don't like Attack Attack, which I don't listen to anymore. But you don't like do you know like I See Stars or Asking Alexandria?
ICP.
So you'd probably like A Hero, A Fake. I assume they're like the same.
Okay, then I'll take that one.
All right. Fine.
we have Best of Kazaa 2001.
It's a CDR though. No. Are you a metal injection junkie?
I am. I actually just became one today.
Oh, very nice. What is your username?
Lingling27.
All right. So send a private message to me, it's Rob Injection or Metal Injection, either one, with your full name, your address, and the CD that you want, all right? And then I'll send it over to you. Or if you want to just come and pick it up since you're in Jersey and I'm in Brooklyn.
All right, cool.
You get it? No, don't pick it up. That'd be weird. All right, cool. Thanks for calling in. We're going to keep going. We got 219. Been waiting patiently. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you from?
Hey, what's up, guys? My name's Kevin, and I'm from Indiana.
Oh, wow. What's up, Kevin?
What's up,
Indiana?
Well, I was just calling and wondering about all these weird callers that are calling in. I mean, you got Dick Cheney's son, or Hellspawn, I should say, with a you had, who else did you have? Oh, the Juggalo. You had a Juggalo. And
well,
you
he
had...
wasn't a Juggalo. He was just
He was. Come on.
Oh, you think that was really his stuff he was talking about?
Material. He wants two free CDs.
Yeah, so what's up with that?
What's up with the hockey puck?
I don't get that one.
Don Rickles calls people hockey puck.
Oh.
Sometimes.
So what's going on in Indiana? What goes down there?
Nothing. It's, you know.
What city?
Pretty boring. Portage. Yeah. Just some suburbs.
Do you see Orphan Land when they come to Indiana?
Why would he do that?
Why?
Isn't
yeah,
that
why would
there's no Jews allowed in Indiana anyway, so I don't think they're... Is it a very religious area that you live in?
It's not a Jewish
yeah.
band,
yeah. It's pretty religious.
Jews? Are you religious?
No.
Are you sure?
Good.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, that's good. Have you been listening to the live cast for a while, or is this like a first-time listen for you?
Yeah, I've been listening for a while. Like, I would say when you guys first started to switch to Wednesdays, that's when I started listening live.
You called before, right?
Yeah, I've called before, yeah.
I remember calling and me asking him about John Mellencamp and Darren being like, all right, are you going to throw out every Indiana reference that I have now?
So you don't have
anything.
Anything, because I used them all last
you
time.
You could work in Larry Bird.
There you go, thank you.
Maybe a French lick.
Yeah. How's Bobby Knight doing? Yo, fuck.
Jeez, why is he a fuck? What did he do?
Well, Bobby Knight is kind of a jerk. He's high strung.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, we all know.
Why is he a piece of shit?
I don't know. He's all red-faced and screams.
Gross chair.
People. Yeah.
So he's like, Q.
I'm red-faced now?
You yell at people.
That's just rosacea.
Oh, why would he? I don't know what that is.
God. What is rosacea?
Like a skin disease or something?
Oh, I thought they opened at B.B. King's.
Them and Sinatra.
That's in the Rob's pile of CDs over there. Rosacea. You can get
Rosacea, the album's called Sid's Face.
Yeah, I think they're on Victory.
Oh, that's a good rosacea story there, buddy.
So what album do you want here? Well, no, I guess you won an album already, right?
You didn't have to be even like
music.
We
might not have been doing giveaways by then.
Didn't like music.
Have we given you a CD yet, truthfully?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay, good.
Well,
Dummy, why don't you tell him no?
I can look it up.
Yeah, I don't, you know, don't want to start any trouble.
What was it? What CD was it?
Obscura.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
Duh.
You should have been like, no, it sucked. I want something better, because then Rob would have sent you something better.
Well, what would I get? Nightwish? I mean, come on.
If you want a Nightwish CD, we'll send you that.
You get
no.
The best of Rob test.
That's some good stuff.
I'll give you the third LaToya Jackson album.
The second half of Billy Joel's third album.
How about just the third song on Metallica's Red Lightning?
We already said that, though. Come on.
No, we're just going through the best scenes from the show now.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a clip. Yeah, I like it.
So I was thinking...
This is really good. This is the best.
Yeah.
Just keep going. Just say everything you like about the show, and then we'll just use it on the best
the
of.
Second half of this show is the best of the first half. And we can all just go on. Oh. I like it. Let's get out of here. No, thanks for calling in, man, and thanks for continually listening to us make fools of ourselves.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
We got Colin. Let's jump to Colin for a second. I have one question.
Colin?
Yeah.
What do you think of that guy from Indiana?
A real idiot.
Thank you very much, Colin.
All right, thanks a lot, Colin.
Thanks, Colin.
All right. So yeah, I guess we should go to a music. Oh, we
is
just
that
have,
like your man in the box or something?
Colin just calls
he's
in.
He's on hold for the whole show.
He listens to the show on the phone, so we just check in with him. We check in with him every now and then.
I hope he has a calling card.
I guess maybe his parents.
1-800-COLLECT?
His great personality is his calling card.
When we, you know, if we ever get like 20 callers at once, he's going to get fucked, right?
Yeah, that day's coming soon.
Hey.
We've had enough to not.
What was that band?
Remember when
which band was it that we got like, what was it, Between the Buried and Me? Was that the guy that we had crazy callers for? One of those people.
One of those people.
Has anybody in that band recently cut their hair? Because that seems to be like half the questions that we got.
That was just for the guitarist.
Yeah, but maybe really one of the other ones. And we could interview them this time, so it could be a fresh batch of people.
He's the only one with long hair in the band. So it doesn't really work.
This really is a clip show.
So when you were reading what CDs we have to give away, and you said typo negative, you reminded me of a story that I recently heard about Peter Steele.
Oh.
And I can't say the source or anything, so I'm not going to get anyone in trouble. But apparently, Peter Steele moved to Pennsylvania, and he drives a school bus.
What?
For a living?
Everybody's fucking with
Yes, me. No, because he wanted to get away from, like, New York and all of his friends because he wants to, like, stay sober.
So is the band done, or is he still doing the band, too, and then...
I don't know that part. I just know
Did
that...
he have a day job when he lived in New York?
He just went around Murrow High School.
Can you imagine...
Hey, like,
can you... You're getting to go into school and this big fucking monster is driving your bus... But also being like a parent and seeing a dude like seeing Peter Steele, I'd be like, wait a minute, didn't I
but
see
he's
you
like,
live?
He's not.
He could be like Otto.
He's not like in a tank top with all his tattoos and shit.
How do you know?
No, he's a very intimidating presence. Plus, he's like tall. He's huge.
But school bus drivers are always shady.
Seated. Robert, what does that sound like when Peter Steele drives a school bus to school?
Oh boy, you gave me that for school.
Do the Wheels on the Bus song is Peter Steele.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round.
I just sound like a retard.
Because I've been eating sucks. I was just head on the pretty shitty band. Thank you very much. Proved my point for me.
They really made that song bad. That Wheels on the Bus. They enjoy that song, and Typo Negative just fucked it up.
Too much synth in the Wheels on the Bus.
Oh, so I just thought I'd reveal that breaking news.
That's an unconfirmed rumor. Yeah. That's the unconfirmed rumor of the week.
And you said you read that in The Source.
Huh?
No, Vibe Magazine. Vibe Magazine.
But seriously, kitchens are cheaper in Pennsylvania, so it makes sense.
He's going to want to buy more kitchens. I get it. Because you're not a fan of the show, Lonnie. That's why.
I listen to every show.
I bet you do.
Well,
yeah, we got
so you're only on when I'm here, right?
Wait.
What?
This is Peter Steele singing The Wheels on the Bus.
Oh, go.
Cool. As long as it's not the happy thing song, because Noah will go crazy.
The wheels on the bus go round and round. Wheels on the bus go round and round.
Now I think you have to go into If You're Happy and You Know It.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Yeah!
The people on the bus go up and down. Up and down. Up and down.
They go up and down, 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
Maybe a little kumbaya.
Kumbaya, my love, kumbaya.
Now, He's probably listening to this thinking, man, I should probably put out a kid's record. Yeah, right. There's a market for it.
Yeah,
Peter
sell,
Bob.
Sell it on the bus?
Yeah.
Peel Bob.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, right.
They probably get it for free, though. Which you probably just think.
I just saw on the internet he put out an album called Wayne Elton. I don't know if that's
true or what. Oh, that motherfucker.
Let's take a music break. And speaking of Peter Steele, actually, someone in the chat requested Carnivore, which is old Peter Steele, which is incredible.
And it's relevant now.
Mm. Awesome.
Well, we've played them on the show before, haven't
we?
Yeah,
I think so. So this is a special request to that dude in the chat, Grindcore Maniac. Here is God Is Dead.
It's a true story. Didn't you play this one already?
By Carnivore. It was requested. Good morning from you.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you, just when you thought it was over, just when you thought we were done, just when you thought it was safe, man, it's time for hour two of the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net.
All right, we are back in business.
And that's why my elbow itches.
Oh, wait. Livecast back in the air. We're here with our friend Lonnie. We're talking about heavy metal.
I'm really just sitting over in Darren's front.
Why harsh? Let's tell him on the air. Break it to him.
We're here with a dude that jerked off in bed next to Sid, Lonnie. And, of course, if there are any listeners in the New York City area, we're giving away free tickets to a matinee metal show this Sunday with Frank's band Imperion. So give a call for those.
There's people in the chat room that are from New York City.
Our number is 646-929-1357.
If nobody gets those tickets, can I have them? Can I have one?
Stop begging. It just doesn't become you at all. It's really lame. I like it.
Don't talk about coming on me, all right?
What?
Wow.
You and hear what you want to hear, I guess.
I think the begging is okay.
I wasn't begging. I was just asking. I was wondering.
You know, in a semi-whiny voice.
Sure, Frank will give you a ticket.
Okay.
But she wants for six of her friends.
No, I only want one. I asked for one ticket.
Yeah.
And then we'd have five to give away.
Could the other five go to Orphan Land?
They're probably not in town anymore.
I think there are like five of them, so yeah. Can you stop doing that? Don't fiddle with your mic.
I'll fiddle with whatever I want to fiddle with.
Could you fiddle with your fiddle?
Battle with my fiddle?
Fiddle.
All right, anyway.
We digress.
I did that in bed with Sif.
Oh, jeez. Don't play into it, dude. Make it worse.
Earlier we talked about
Oh, we've got a caller. I hope it's Charlie Daniels.
Hello, caller. 321, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
What's going on? What's your name?
Greg.
What's up, Greg?
Where are you from?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, are you there?
Yeah, we're here, dipshit.
Hello?
Hey, are you
Darren?
There?
Darren?
Are you there, Mel?
Anyways, I just wanted to say happy early St. Patrick's Day.
Happy early St. Patrick's Day?
I said no law spoilers.
Yeah.
Oh, early, not Hurley.
Early.
Early. So
what
is St. Patrick's Day? Is that this weekend?
A week from tomorrow? From today.
Yeah.
Yeah. This year it's on March
15th. I'm not going to be able to call, so I just wanted to say now.
Yeah, this year Halloween fell on a weekend.
Wait a minute. So why won't you be able to call?
Because we won't be on the show next week. Yeah, so
well, we won't.
Yeah.
They will be.
But he wanted to wish
doing
it for
a,
everybody.
Yeah.
I thought you were doing a best of anyway.
Nope.
Oh. Well, you'll be drunk.
Well, thanks. What will you be doing next week?
Well, next week's my birthday, and I'm going to see that Villa Maya show.
Nice.
Well, happy early birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Isn't that more important than St. Patrick's Day?
It is on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, but
right.
I'm saying, isn't it more important than St. Patrick's Day?
No.
To you?
How drunk was your mom when she gave birth to you?
Oh, come on.
I'm just
No, that's
drunk
a valid question.
Talk.
Something. I don't know.
Drunk on dick
meat.
Did you come out green?
You mean drunk on dick meat?
Celebration.
Sex while she was giving birth?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you? That's how her water broke. She's laying in the emergency room. Ah, give me some more fucking booze.
That's
fuck me, motherfucker.
That's Sid's dream porno.
Drunk on dick meat.
No, like.
About to drop, volume 4.
It's so
sort of, it's like a mini threesome. Because there
right.
is a third person.
It is a mini threesome.
Like coming out.
That's what I'm
it's
saying.
A two and a half some.
I've heard Sid talk about this before.
Spot.
Wait, if you fuck a pregnant girl about to deliver and
it's a
boy,
it's a pregnant, it's a pregnant lady.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
What if you don't know at first?
You can tell.
Maternity Ward Bitches, Volume 3.
I'll subscribe to that DVD series. Yeah. There's some lactation going on.
Unredeemable human being.
The guy comes on the placenta. He pulls out and shoots it on the placenta.
Stuff the umbilical cord in your mouth, bitch.
They do a little autoerotic asphyxiation with the umbilical cord.
I'll throw a fuck up. Right? I just ordered food. I don't even want it anymore.
You should have ordered the episiotomy.
What the fuck is that? I don't even know what that is.
That's when they
doesn't
widen.
Doesn't matter, you're fucking it.
They take a scalpel and widen your vagina so the baby.
My vagina? Yeah. What do you know about my vagina?
Listen.
The vagina can't be widened anymore. It's not possible.
You didn't turn on?
Baby sounds like it likes what's happening.
Are you? Wait, I see the head.
Wait.
Oh my God, there's a penis in there.
I'm gay.
What was that caller?
I said, don't people eat the placenta?
Sometimes.
Yeah, they boil
disgusting.
It.
I use facial creams.
I was on train the other day and I saw somebody reading the paper that
thank God
guy used going. His wife's breast milk and made cheese out of it.
There's a restaurant that serves cheese.
Tom Cruise.
Breast milk.
Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Yeah, so
Wait, hold on. What was that caller? Sorry.
I said Tom Cruise when they had their first hit or whatever. He said that he would do it, eat the placenta, because that's like what Scientology or something. And then he backed out of it.
Well, have you ever seen Katie Holmes? I would eat that placenta.
Ew.
Are you a first time caller?
No.
You've called in before?
We're terrible people with horrible memories.
We didn't get your name, though.
You even wrote a song about me. Actually, you didn't write
it. Oh, you're the guy from Coco.
Yeah.
Serious Greg?
The guy from Not Coco.
Oh, you're not the guy from... You're the guy that knows the guy from Coco.
No, I'm the guy that is not from Coco, though.
He's the guy
Wait, oh, so you are from Coco.
No,
he's
but
the
I'm
guy
not.
Who's ashamed of being from Coco.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's who he
yeah.
is.
You're the one who doesn't admit he's from Coco. Got it. Serious Greg, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't possibly be more confused.
Join the audience.
Yeah.
All right, well, we have another caller, so we have to take that. Thanks for calling
have
in.
Have fun in Coco.
Enjoy that Shadows Fall CD. 704, you're on the air. What's your
Hello.
Name? Hi.
Yes, it's Josh again. I've been a recent caller the past couple weeks.
Okay, where are you from again, Josh?
Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte, North Carolina. That's right.
Rick.com. Yeah. I want to... somebody said, is there a difference between acid, different types of acid? I want to clear that question up.
All right, just to refresh everyone's memory, you're the guy that does acid about three times a month, which is not very often.
No, not three times a month. Like, once in the blue moon. I did it Sunday and had fun, and that was about it.
Right.
And
we
then
have
before
an expert,
that.
An expert on the line.
Okay, so yeah, good and bad acid. How do you know? How can you tell?
Well, there's nothing really good or bad. It's if it makes you sick or not.
So wouldn't if it gets too sick, wouldn't that be bad?
No, that'd be
awful. If it's synthetic LSD, if somebody's making it, it's fine. If somebody's going and taking ergot, the corn rot is how they used to make it in the 70s. It's a fungal. Yeah. It's a fungal infection on corn that
Someone
creates
go
the chemical LSD.
Let him explain this. Hold on. Wait. How is it?
It's a fungal infection. It's erg rot.
Wait. So if we licked Rob's toes, we would get high?
Yeah.
No, it's on corn.
It's on porn?
It's on corn.
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 In other terms, it's on Maze, if I have to use classical terms for Korn.
Oh, shit.
Drop in the American Indian knowledge.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm actually part American Indian.
Wow, see?
Which part?
I actually get the college fund for it.
Awesome.
And with that, you buy LSD.
Officially.
Drink up the fire water.
He didn't say he buys it. Well, that's why you have to hallucinate to get in touch with your inner self.
You go
right?
on vision quest.
Yeah, I have to meet my my spirit guide and such. But it's made from the fungus. It excretes the chemical.
Someone in the chat says those are filled with mescaline, potentially.
Dude, mescaline is awesome. If your toes were full of mescaline, I would suck on those bitches.
Has there been any drug that you've turned down that you're like, no, I shouldn't try that?
DMT originally I turned that down, but then I tried it, and my mind was blown. I was taken to a whole another level. Which is interesting about thing about DMT is it's in natural levels if in your brain.
Uh-huh.
So 90 days after conception, when your brain forms,
this
you
just
go
sounds
through,
like a
you go,
Cheech and Chong
movie. No. Just listen.
Have you done coke?
No, I only do hallucinogens. I only like hallucinogens.
Okay, good.
I don't want to feel like I have to do a lot of stuff and have nothing to do.
That's like Rob.
You got a fucking job.
Do you have a job?
No, I'm a full-time student.
Oh, full-time student, that's right.
Yeah.
What else would he be in the
fourth
grade?
What are you majoring
in? Electronic engineering.
Wait, what's that?
Oh, yeah, electronic engineering.
Yeah, we talked about this. I remember now.
Yeah. With other major of drug use, but I think everyone has that major in life.
What?
A major in drug use?
It's a major in drug use.
Sid doesn't have a major in drug use.
Nope.
He has a major in food eatings.
Yeah, and shit talkings.
Sid is always worried about what he's going to eat.
Yeah.
He's like an old lady.
All right.
He doesn't complain about it or send it back, though.
Yeah,
that's what old ladies do.
But on my main, back to my topic, that there's really no good or bad LSD.
Sidetrack you.
Yeah, you guys totally sidetracked me. I was trying to be an information source for the rest of the chat room. You guys totally like.
Hey, what's your for dinner tonight, Gary?
Meth. That's what he had for dinner.
I'm hypnotized by this.
Hey,
yeah.
Sad thing, I've heard that before.
that's his grandpops.
I've heard that before at somebody's house doing it.
Harmonize it with eagles.
Why are you wasting time? Call podcasts. You will finish homework. Come back inside TP. Finish homework. No use tribal phone for a frivolous call. She knows the word frivolous.
He's a very learned man.
She went to college. I wonder if she plays Scrabble. Keep big points. Use all seven letters.
Chief triple word score.
That's so wrong. It's
gonna be easier.
I don't start making fun of rabbis.
Chief, like, beef nigga.
Make fun of rabbis.
Like, we don't do that.
Yeah.
That's like where we're like, no, Jew jokes are too far.
Jew jokes are too far, man.
If I start doing Jew jokes, I'll have an Israeli attack helicopter inside my house.
It's like 15 minutes.
Right
now. If you tell me a Jew joke, if you tell me a Jew joke I never heard right now, we will send you a CD. Go.
I don't know any Jew jokes.
I know a lot of
Mexican jokes.
He's strong, though.
I don't know any Jew jokes.
Well, quickly Google one.
Yeah, what the fuck? You don't have the internet?
Why
you
yeah,
using
I have the
it?
Internet. I'm
you
not using it.
Big look at porn.
White devil looks great.
Maternity ward bitches, too.
Hey, the white devil looks great.
Like maternity ward bitches.
No, that's not cool. I'm not interested.
Poking hunters. That could be the DVD series for us.
Man, I think our food is here.
Oh, that's incredible. Japanese.
I'm concerned with it not ringing on the air that I'm hanging up on the air.
So, give me a Marie. Let's go, that's bad.
Hey, what's with that heavy breathing?
Dude, are we turning you on?
What's happening?
Or are you reaching the apex in your trip?
No, actually, I haven't done anything today, but okay.
Nothing at all? Not even weed?
See, I've done that. That's why I'm having trouble keeping my composure, and I'm about to laugh my ass off.
Right. About to, or you're doing it currently?
I'm trying not to. I'm trying to, like, I know I'm there, but I shouldn't do it, because that would be totally, like, get me in trouble.
Man, you're so self-aware. You, like, know exactly where you are in life.
Yes. Yes, I'm in my room, surrounded by stuff.
But is there even a room? Does the room exist?
Yes, there's
man?
A room. There's a physical room. There's a physical room beyond my metaphysical core.
Are you locked in the room, man? Get out of the room, man!
There are people watching you.
Yeah, and I'm watching them in return. It's interesting.
Oh, okay.
Are you on chat roulette? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm sitting here and naked on chat roulette.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Very nice. All right, well, we'll let you get back to that.
We'll
get back to that, Gary. Don't
Gary.
Too much trouble.
Gary. Yeah, you're Gary now.
Gary?
Yes.
Oh, wait, Gary. What's your name again? Dancing Beaver?
No. My name's Lonnie now.
Dances with Acid?
Oh, you can't steal my name.
I'm stealing your name. I'm Lonnie now. You're Derek.
Running Mestolin?
Yeah.
Sounds like a name. All right, thanks for calling in. Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. I guess we should get Thor in here.
Okay.
Get him on the line to talk about this Marty Friedman thing we talked about earlier, how he's endorsing Fanta, which is, of course, Thor's favorite drink. Do we have him on the line?
I think so.
Yeah.
Hello, Thor.
Thor.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, nothing much, Aaron.
You sound upset.
Thor is very, very heartbroken.
What's going on?
Go away, Anthony. I don't want to talk.
How's she doing, by the way?
She's a lovely girl.
Yeah.
For Bernadette.
Damn it, Sid. You know I don't like you. You know I don't like you because of things like that. This is no time to joke around. It's a very sad day for Thor Shredstein.
So what's going on? Sad day?
Yeah. Do you not see the background on my Twitter page? I am a Fanta fanatic.
Okay.
A Fantanatic.
We know this.
You can't spell fanatic without Fanta.
Okay. Take your word for it.
I don't think you can spell Fanta either.
Not only that, but one of my mortal enemies is none other than that Marty Friedman.
Mm-hmm.
Not so free. Probably cost a lot of money to get him to endorse you, and I can't believe that Fanta, my favorite drink, would go with that douchebag and that sumo wrestler instead of Thor Shredstein to be spokesperson in Japan. What about my name?
Well, can you speak Japanese?
Of course. I even auditioned for that whole Fanta thing, that whole Fanta Japan band. I could have been the best guitarist in that band.
What was your audition like? What'd you do for your audition?
Well, funny you should mention that, because I remember it like it was yesterday. I could reenact it completely for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
No.
This was my audition. Now, I know you dumbasses don't speak Japanese, but it is a very cultured language that Thor took many years to perfect for this commercial audition. So
So bear with me because your minds are going to be blown. Ready? Ching, ching, chong, Thor Schwedstein. Ching, ching, chong, ching, ching, Fainter.
I think that's Chinese.
Yeah, that is Chinese.
What are you talking about? Don't be a racist, Lonnie.
Japanese, the words end in vowels.
See, my audience loves it. Bring that audience wherever you go. It's crazy. I hire them.
Audition except with all the words ending in vowels?
Well, that was my second audition because that was also their complaint. And here it is again. Chingawa to Chingawa Chingawa Gichi Gucci Gachi Goo Fanter.
Oh, that's pretty good, actually.
That's better than the Marty Freeman one.
Seriously, and the affliction of my phone, I sound like I really need it, you know? I sound like the Ed Hardy of my voice. It's just, it's serious.
I see what she did there. I like that.
it's very hard to get into a mode of acting, and Thor does it for Fanta, and Fanta just disses Thor.
Now, Thor, one of our chat room listeners says that you should cover all your bases by doing a Pig Latin version. Would you want to do a Pig Latin version?
Thor don't speak to no pigs. Thor only sells to human beings. All right?
You're dead. You're pigs drink Fanta.
Look, there's no reason to talk about fat people like that, Lonnie, all right? They're nice people. They're pleasantly plump. They're not pigs. And they buy Thor's records. How do you think Thor becomes a multi-platinum superstar? The fatties. They all want Thor. And his sexy hair chests. Chest hair? What is that phrase? Thor can't even speak straight. Thor is so...
Are you sure they didn't choose Marty over you because he has television experience?
Are you kidding, Noah? Are you kidding me, Noah? Did you not see that time I appeared on the Phil Donahue show?
Did she really?
Yeah, it was that thing about that bitch that said she was she had my baby, and I was like, no. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not Donahue. That's what's his name? That
Oprah.
Guy.
I think it's Oprah.
He's married to Connie Chung.
Steve Wilkos.
Maury Povich.
Maury Chung.
Dr. Oz.
Maybe that's why Maury Povich was so pissed at me, because the whole time I was just like, ching, chang, chong, not my baby. Ching, chang, chong. That episode never aired.
Will that be on your forthcoming DVD?
It will be on my forthcoming DVD called Thor's TV Appearances. It lasts 2 minutes and 30 seconds. It features my Maury Povich appearance.
That's it? That's a whole DVD.
Well, and my 10-second Fanta audition.
But is there another track of just your commentary?
Oh, there's director's commentary, there's the extended cut, there's the director's commentary about the director's commentary, where I talk about what I was thinking when I was talking about what I was thinking. It's very in-depth.
Then there's one commentary track that's just you drinking Fanta while watching.
That's correct. And then a further commentary track of just my hair whooshes, and I sit there in shock learning about this fake baby of mine.
Okay. And this is only available on
what's it called?
Oh, it's only available on Laserdisc.
Available on Laserdisc at my website, www.thorschredstein.info.
Hey, that's so good. It's good that you're keeping up with technology. That's
my nephew keeps telling me to do it. Yeah, what?
I think we have a caller for you.
Oh, is this a Thor fan?
Big Thor fan, 815.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
You're on the air with Thor Schredstein.
Oh, well, I didn't really know that was on. I got a question for Noah.
Okay.
Why aren't you in the kitchen?
That's a good question, Noah.
Well, listen to me, 815. I like you.
That's a good question. Noah, would you care to respond?
Noah, where's my food?
How would I run the boards for the show from the kitchen? Explain this to me.
What if they need you?
Yeah, it's true. Good point.
What?
Caller, you in a CD.
Wait, I didn't understand what he said.
Like they need you.
Oh, like they need me? All right.
That is a good point, though. We should...
Oh, no!
Well,
why take it out on us?
We should move the board into the kitchen,
I'm
though.
I'm just showing him.
Why don't we move the board into the kitchen so she feels more
comfortable? How about we all move into the kitchen and we open up the fridge and we just eat while we do the
There's
show?
There's really not much in the fridge to eat.
Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Noah.
Oh, no, oh, wow. Noah from Rockford.
Yeah.
Noah.
Yeah.
I see.
He's
lucky
to himself.
Let me ask you a question, Noah from Rockford. Why are you in the kitchen? You see what I did there, Noah?
I think Big just did that before you, though.
That's all right.
Hold on. Let me try that again. Hey, Noah, I got a question for you. Why isn't the kitchen in you? Oh, I used the word psychology reversal there.
Now,
Thor is a funny guy, aren't I?
Thor, will there be a DVD of what you were thinking while you just came up with that joke?
There will be a DAT tape.
Blank, still sealed.
Audio commentary.
Still sealed.
Any Cracker Jack flip book coming out? Would that be on the horizon?
Oh, there is a whole line of Thorker Jacks coming out. It's just little popcorn shaped like Thor Shredstein that you could eat or that you can make to play your guitar.
How about
arpeggios? What?
Any enhanced CD coming out? For that?
Thor does not use any enhancements. Thor is all natural. Okay. I don't know who told you that, but my doctor says it's not a big deal.
Okay. There's always Cialis.
I don't see Alice no more.
Oh,
her and I don't get along.
Sometimes the low-hanging fruit is the ripest, isn't it? Jesus Christ.
Well, what are you talking about over there, Sid? I can't hear you.
He's talking about your fruit bowl.
Yes.
Don't talk about my fruit. I know you're a fruit, Sid, but don't talk about my fruit.
He says your fruit hangs very low.
Yes.
Is that true?
Oh, it's so true.
It's kind of hot in here, isn't it?
Thor's balls are like a granny's boobies.
I noticed when you came in here, because you were wearing very loose-looking shorts, and you had Thor had his balls slung over his shoulder to avoid them dragging.
I didn't want to step
like
on him.
Suspenders. He was using his balls as suspenders.
He has his balls in a sling. I know people always say that as a metaphor, but he really has his
balls
in a sling.
He's like the Larry King of metal.
He's just built like Larry King.
I am a king, thank you very much.
Oh,
the pain.
Well, anyway, Noah, do you have any further contributions?
But you're Noah.
Are you going to ask why Noah's not barefoot and pregnant? Well, I just did.
Is he even there?
No.
Goodbye, Noah.
Get him off the line. How could I know my fans are listening to the show right now, but how could they call in and interact with the guitar god himself, who is me?
You intimidate them, I think. You're a very intimidating guy.
I'm a nice guy. I like people.
But you're a very large presence. You're like a big vocal presence.
I've been going to the gym. I'm not that large.
You're always yelling. You have to yell
constantly. Well, I'm from Jersey. It's just my natural tone. You want to hear Thor whisper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Thor whispering.
Wow, it's actually louder than your real voice. That's crazy.
Quiet, I hear somebody coming.
What's it like to see a movie with you? Do you ever go to the movies?
Yeah, I go, that is a humorous statement that character just made.
Don't go in there.
Yeah. What are you doing, you moron? Don't you know this is a horror movie?
Actually, Thor has a new series of DVDs, which are just actual already released DVDs that he does commentary over like that.
It's right. Thor Classic Theater.
Like Mystery Science Theater or something.
Except not funny.
Very serious.
Do you bring your audience with you when you go to the movie?
Yeah, I'm like, don't go in there, I'm telling you. See, my audience agrees with me.
This DVD series does very well in the inner city.
I think I've been to the movies with you once at the UA.
Oh, yeah. Was it for Spider-Man where I'm like, jump on her already. Her name is Mary Jane. Just fuck her. You're Spider-Man. Get into her web.
It was similar, but it was a Harry Potter film.
Oh, I always confuse the two. That's why Antonella's like, what are you talking about, Spider-Man? This is all about little magicians in the magic world of the future, right? That's Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Sure.
Little magicians.
You must be thinking
magic world of the future.
You must be thinking of Willow.
Willow?
Well, Harry Potter just came out on Betamax, so you should check it out.
Well, I just got a Betamax player for my birthday.
I heard you invested in those. You put a lot of money into those.
Oh, I got 500 Betamax players. I found them on eBay. Some moron who's just selling them.
They're gonna
be big. In the chat room, someone says, "What is Betamax?"
Only the future of technology. Can someone explain this to them?
They're going to be big, man. Wait, watch. Get in on the ground floor, buddy.
Like, who needs VHS anymore? Betamax. That's where it is.
You're right. No one needs VHS anymore. That shit's
It's died out. Betamax has destroyed VHS.
You're right. I don't see VHS at all.
The race.
What are you going to do with your 20 VHS copies of Footloose?
Those will go in a symposium, the Thor Shredstein Footloose Symposium. I'm building a
symposium. I don't think you're using that word right. Can you define what symposium is?
Hold on a minute. Are you correcting Thor's use of the American language?
Maybe you mean suppository. You mean suppository?
That'll fit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's the Footloose Gymnasium. I'm donating it to
How about a time capsule?
What?
Maybe they should put you in a fucking time capsule.
They couldn't afford me to play the time capsule. Thor.
It's a pain.
It's all done here. Am I endorsed by Fanta yet? I mean, come on. I am a wonderful personality. I am on Twitter. I connect with my fans.
You tweet like once every 2 months. What the fuck is up with that?
Well, let me tell you. It's just I don't give a shit about it, you know? My manager, Morty, keeps telling me to do it. And I'm like, I don't care.
You gotta tweet more. At least once a month.
Why don't you tweet for me, Morty? I read out the celebrities have ghost tweeters.
I don't know how to do it. You got
ghost
tweeters.
You're my manager. You should know how to do these things.
I handle the money.
Barely. You got small hands. You can't handle all those $20 bills coming for Thor.
I am as God made me.
Wow.
That's who that small man is.
That's my manager,
I'm
Morty.
Sorry. I'm new to this.
But his name was Larry.
Someone in the chat room just said, I like how Thor's name just sounds like Sid and Darren's baby.
Very
interesting.
You don't even want to hear what Sid and Darren's baby sounds like.
Yeah,
it doesn't really talk much.
Yeah, he's quiet. It's a cacophony of abortion.
Cacophony. You're a cacophony.
Yeah, that is. Cacophony. You're a symposium. Get at it.
This
has gone completely out of control.
You're a cocker.
Phony.
Yeah, I call him a piece of duty. Anyway, Thor's going to get out of here. He wants to go do some cocaine with Antonella. It was nice talking to you, schmucks, not Sid.
Well, we should actually play your famous PSA about Alex Skolnick.
Yeah, oh, please. He's still in my basement. Play me out.
All right. Thank you, Thor.
Go to hell.
For $20, you can go to the movies and even get some popcorn.
In Jersey, for $20, you can buy Alex Skolnick a couple of new packs of guitar strings.
For $20, you can go to the amusement park.
In Jersey, for $20, you can help Alex Skolnick take a cab to his gig at a local bar.
For $20, you can spend the night bowling with friends.
In Ocean City, New Jersey, for $20, you can help get Alex Skolnick to finally move out of my fucking living room. Hello, my name is Thor Shredstein, and I'm here to urge you to donate all you can to the Alex Skolnick Relief Fund, better known as Aspirin. Anything you can spare will help get Alex back on his feet after this rough patch in his life. Even a couple of dollars can help buy him a phone card he can then use to call Chuck Billy and beg for another tour. So please, give all you can. Alex is waiting for you.
There you have it.
Thank you, Thor.
Thor Shredstein always entertaining, I guess. Maybe. Always offensive, that's for sure.
He always needs like a fog on his seat, like a dew. There's always some humidity.
It's left. From his hair mist.
What do you mean? I thought he called in.
Oops. Well, that's how strong it is. It comes through the phone.
He called in as he was on his way over, and then eventually he just came into the studio. Oh.
Yep.
Very important we get the consistency right.
Yeah.
Continuity.
Don't want people to question the validity of the show.
Yeah.
We're winding down. We have less than 15 minutes left in the show. And we're not going to be here next week, me and Darren. So what are you guys going to do?
Darren's not going to be here. I forgot.
I'm going to Las Vegas.
It's going to gamble.
Well, I'm on
are you going with other gamblers this time? So it's yes. It's not like as weird.
Yeah, it wasn't weird. I had fun regardless.
It wasn't weird for you, maybe.
Well, is there an occasion, Darren, that you're going for?
No, my friend got time off of work, so he works for Delta. And he got us, he got himself a good deal. He couldn't get me one.
That's a great friend, right?
But he invited me to go. So now he got, he gets buddy passes that you can take your friends. So he took his brother, and you only have a certain allotment of them. So he took his brother, and he said, if you want to come, you got to pay your own way, but you can come hang out and whatever. So I'm going with him. But, it's going to be fun.
Cool.
And,
So you just go. It's funny because Frank today uploaded photos from our trip to Vegas.
Really?
Darren and none of them.
Yeah, because I wasn't there.
You were busy making money.
But who? All right, you're all making fun of me. But like, who goes to Las Vegas and doesn't gamble? I mean, all three of them.
Darren, I wish that I gambled as
That's
well.
That's not true. I gambled.
On what?
I played blackjack.
Oh really?
Yeah. I lost.
I got on the football game.
$150.
Yeah.
And how long?
Well, it was like two sessions, and then each session.
Are you sure you're not talking about therapy?
Sessions. Well, I mean, like two different times, like.
Sure, yeah, whatever.
But it was like a total of an hour that I was actually playing blackjack.
Right.
It was like $15 game.
Fair.
Yeah.
I'm on Darren's side here. I don't know how you go to Vegas and don't gamble the whole time. Pretty
I mean,
much.
There's other things to do. That's fine.
Not really. That's fun. That or go to buffets. That's really all there is.
The
or go to like $90 shows.
Well, we couldn't.
Steve Harvey.
She's not playing.
We actually Steve Harvey. I just saw a crazy video of him where he talks about atheists.
Uh
oh. Like, if you're an atheist, you're basically an idiot. I don't understand how you could. He wrote. First of all, this guy's been divorced like three times, and he wrote a book about how to have a healthy relationship. So he went on some dumb show, like Ellen or something. Oh, no, it was Joy Behar hosting Larry King while he was away. So he's on there, and she's like, you said stuff about atheists. What did you say? I said, basically, if you're dating an atheist, you should run the hell away because they have no – where's your morality? Where's your morality if you were atheist? I guess
– I think I found it.
You're not flying a plane into a building, I suppose.
Which reminds me, speaking of God, you say in the book that that's really low. You
go out with a woman, I guess a woman should not go out with a man who doesn't believe in God.
No, I mean, why would you?
Well, do you believe that only people who are religious are ethical and moral?
No, I just believe if you don't believe in God, then where's your moral barometer? That's just me talking.
I
you can believe what you want to believe,
yeah.
But if you're an atheist, you're basing your goodness and morality on what? I mean, but what is an atheist? I don't really get into that. You know what? I've talked to people all the time. I'm an atheist. I just walk away. I don't know.
Well, now you know how to get rid of Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
There you go, everyone.
Very helpful.
Yeah. Oh, Steve Harvey, I'm an atheist. Walks away. Done.
My brain cannot process this information.
Yeah. If you don't have God, how do you? Just if something is good or bad.
Yeah. If you don't have God, how do I know not to stick a knife up your asshole?
Yeah.
That's what Steve Harvey's saying. If he didn't have the Bible, he'd be a rapist and a child molester.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, we have a caller, 916 again.
Is it Steve Harvey?
Steve Harvey, is that you?
We're atheists, hang up.
Nope, I am an atheist, but this is Austin again. Did you guys cut me off that last time?
Did we? Maybe Noah was just trigger happy. She was just over you.
Oh, you said that. And then I hung up on
you. Sure, blame Noah.
She's a woman.
I'll do that.
So what did you have to contribute that I cut you off before you could do it?
So she.
I actually did have a question just because you guys mentioned that someone sounds like Opeth. And I was wondering if any of you guys were going to try to attend the Opeth 20th anniversary. Tours?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going.
All of you.
Wait. Yeah, but Rob,
I'm going to the LA one.
Yeah, and I'm going to the New York
one.
Oh
my gosh.
I'm trying
so hard to attend that one, but I just there's just no possible way.
Which
and
one?
I'm really disappointed. The one in LA.
Oh, that's right, because you're from, like, San Bernardino.
Rob, why don't you get him in?
Sacramento.
I can't. I barely got myself in. Why do you just assume I can get anyone
in?
Get
him in your trench coat.
Why don't you just give up your spot and get him in? Because
yeah.
that's... If
All right, you want to have my tickets?
I would have a heart attack, but I don't... I just don't think I have transportation.
Oh, so that was the issue. You just had no way to get there.
Too. Just pick him up.
Okay, yeah. Okay. No, you know what? I'll just pay for your flight.
Yeah, rent a car and pick him up also. Where would you like to eat dinner? Rob's got that
we'll
covered.
Go to P.F. Chang's.
So, yeah, you're
We're
good.
We're all set.
Yeah, mark that in your calendar.
Sounds good.
I'm excited.
I mean, that's close to April, so...
We'll let you know how it goes. The week after, we'll just come back and Noah will talk about the New York.
Yeah,
and
we'll talk about how awesome it was.
Yeah, and then you could just pretend like you were there. Yeah.
Cool. I mean, I've already seen them twice, so like the experience is kind of familiar, but just the fact that they're going to play Blackwater Park in its entirety just...
Is that your favorite album by them?
You know, it's funny. All my friends who listen to them, that is their favorite, but Ghost Reveries is by far my favorite.
Ghost Reveries, yeah, that's a really good one. I think mine is Deliverance. I think I like that one the best.
Isn't that the album?
Is it?
I think so.
Perhaps.
Probably better than the Opeth album.
Doubt it.
I like Corrosion of Conformity.
I mean,
I like them too. Which album I have, but it's good. I like it.
So you should, if you like Opeth, you should definitely check out Gwenblade. Like GW.
How do you spell that?
Orphanland.
Wait.
GWYN? It's like,
GWYNBLEIDD.
The fuck is that shit?
I don't
it's
know.
Polish.
Polish?
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll get some part of that name right in Google.
Yeah, if you just put, Google will correct you.
Is that like a side project of Opeth?
No.
Then what does it have to do with Opeth?
It's see?
What do I see?
I would have never thought to say that they sounded like Opeth.
They remind me of Opeth, they definitely do.
Have you ever listened to In Mourning?
No.
Sid, you said that with purpose.
Well, that's right.
Sid doesn't listen.
I listened while in mourning.
Oh.
Were you sitting Shiva and listening to
yep.
to metal
cover those mirrors.
Beard?
Why do you cover mirrors? Like, what does that do for Shiva?
Vanity. Like, you're not supposed to have any kind of vanity.
Oh, I thought that had to do with ghosts.
Really? Maybe I'm wrong.
I thought it was because...
ghosts are very...
I thought it was a vampire thing, too, but yeah. Vampires just aren't cool anymore, so I won't bring that up any further.
Great.
So right. vampires
honestly, can't remember the last time that vampires were really cool, except for like in the early 1900s.
A vampire, right?
Huh?
But no, never cool. Or Blackula.
Oh yeah,
or vampire.
The guy from
Black
Quantum Leap.
Dracula, Benet,
wait, no. What was that Eddie Murphy Dracula movie?
Oh, Vampire in Brooklyn.
Vampire in Brooklyn.
That was the first. One that started his downfall.
Not Harlem Nights?
I like Harlem. Harlem Nights? You don't like Harlem Nights?
Wasn't
fucking
that like
great.
Sort of a flop though? I like. The
I don't
Gothic
know. I'm talking about quality.
What?
I like
what?
Gothic Nights.
I don't think it was a flop, was it? I don't remember.
I'm not going to bring up the Golden Child.
Vampire
has its weaknesses.
The Golden, I mean,
Eddie Murphy
for
is one of my favorite human being on the planet.
Pretty much. Top five.
Well, it started off.
And I have
off,
7 kids.
Lonnie gets very upset when you mention that Eddie Murphy picked up a transvestite prostitute.
That never happened.
Time. Okay, I'm sorry.
You're thinking of Hugh Grant.
But I was excited about
that.
I
see why you get
it confused.
I think you might be thinking of Howard Jones.
Eddie Murphy was still, like, good then, and it had Angela Bassett in it, so I thought it was going to be...
She was too muscular.
I don't mean that, but she's a great actress, though.
Yep, I know. She's done so many films in the past 10 years.
Well, we're talking about a movie from 1995. Blame him.
She did
Wait
in the
Exhale.
I thought
it was even older than that.
Around.
See how Stella got her group.
Way older.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Boomerang's from, like, around then. This is before that.
But
yeah.
Boomerang
no,
wasn't
Boomerang.
Really like an Eddie Murphy
no,
movie.
No, Boomerang
was
before that.
Yeah, it was. Eddie Murphy was the star of that movie.
Yeah. Well, no, Steve Martin was the star of that movie.
Bowfinger.
Bowfinger. Oh, you're right. Yeah. Boomerang is different.
They do both start with a letter B, though. So I see.
And
they're one word.
And an O following the B.
Yes.
I'll give you that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank Nelson.
Easy mistake. Anybody makes it. You gotta wait for the first or the last four letters to be certain.
Oh, I got you.
All
right.
Okay. I don't really know where to go from this, but I did call back because I was pretty curious if you guys
were
going for that.
Where are you from again?
I'm from Roseville, which is just an hour north of Sacramento. So basically, NorCal, like, I read that San Diego story. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
So, yeah, no, if there's any other callers listening in the Sacramento area that are going to that OPEST show, leave a comment and let this guy know, because he can use a ride, right?
But only if you're hot.
Do you really want to put tickets? Two of our listeners together?
Sure.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Sure. I mean, if they're OPEST fans. Because
we'll
be nice
blamed
people
if one of them kills the other one.
Like ICP was?
Yeah.
They
were,
some of our callers
were
killers.
They were self.
Yo, they're not grown up retards.
Yeah. That's some real shit.
We should probably play that song going out.
Okay. So I wanted to tell Sid that when I go to Vegas, we're driving down to see spring training.
Nice.
In Arizona. So I found out that that's like, you know, 2.5 hours or something. But what my other friend wanted to do was go to WrestleMania.
Oh, my God.
He wanted to just...
We're going to have to hang up on your caller because we don't want to hit the blog talk later. But thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so go ahead.
He wanted to just go to WrestleMania, Chris.
Which is in Phoenix.
No, it's not. It's in Glendale, Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Which is not really near Phoenix. It's like very close to Vegas.
Okay.
The tip of Arizona.
That's where the Diamondbacks play, right? Glendale, is it?
No? Phoenix. University of Arizona is where the WrestleMania is.
Okay.
So it's like...
That's
Nina. Nina, right. No, she knows Arizona. So he wanted to just go to WrestleMania.
Glendale is by Phoenix, Nina says. But anyway.
Okay, sorry. So we went to... I said to him, why don't we go to Vegas and then drive down to WrestleMania for one day? Oh, that's a great idea. So my other friend was already going to Vegas like 2 weeks before that, which is this where I'm going. And he said, I'm not moving it. Fuck that, you know, blah, blah, blah. He made a whole big stink out of it, so.
But would you really want to go to WrestleMania? You can't fast forward through it.
I want to.
You've been to a bunch of them, right?
I went to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14.
Well, my point is just that you like going. It's not like...
Yeah, right. It's a thing. Yeah.
That's
different. It's not like boring like Raw is when you go live.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
Even if you see a Raw live, it's different.
No, I don't really like going to see Raw live because, again, you can't fast forward through it. WrestleMania, though, I'm sure that could be interesting.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so you're going this weekend. So you're going from Vegas.
I think this WrestleMania is looking decent anyway. It's not going to suck, really.
Yeah. I have no idea what's going on.
Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, right?
Yeah.
For the 18th time.
And, but they put a good spin on it. They're both, you know. I mean,
Bret Hart versus McMahon.
I liked The Undertaker when he had Paul Bearer as his manager.
Yeah,
he
was a better Undertaker than I think.
I liked him when he was the American Badass.
Yeah, when he had the Kid Rock song.
Yeah.
And right off the top of my head, I can't think of the rest of it.
We're a little.
Maybe Iron Sheik remembers who's fighting. Are the Killer Bees going to
be
there?
Oh, yeah. Money in the Bank thing. That's always good, usually. MVP's not in it, so that's good.
Is What's-His-Face in it? Seeing Punk, seeing Money in the Bank.
He's facing Rey Mysterio.
What about Ken Kennedy?
He's in TNA now.
What?
He's Mr. Anderson now.
See, I didn't even know that.
He's not the same gimmick, or
WWE owns the name. No, he does the same gimmick.
Mr.
Anderson.
Yeah.
Did he say Anderson twice? No, he's Ken Anderson, so he's not.
What's his real name?
Ken Anderson.
Uh-huh.
His real name. So whatever. So that's that. We just went out on a wrestling sidetrack tangent.
Gonna have a bunkhouse brawl.
I heard a rumor that there might be a wrestling podcast.
Yeah, I heard that on the show earlier.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard a rumor that Lonnie started an hour ago.
I bet those exist though.
Oh,
I bet
sure
people have
yeah.
the wrestling podcast.
Yeah, I know. There's this one show on YouTube. Like these toolish looking dudes talk. It's like a sports show, but about wrestling.
No, I like that you're calling other people toolish looking dudes.
That's
I think that's
yeah.
really
Who's your partner on that show?
Yeah.
Damn it. I guess I walked right into that one.
That's yeah. the hammer calling the screwdriver a tool.
Get it.
They're all tools.
Yeah.
Oh, is that?
Like the pot and the kettle.
Yep.
I thought you were saying I reminded you of like wearing the hammer Valentine or something like that.
And that you're out of shape and slovenly.
Remember that video
I'm
where.
I'm not Slavic, I'm Russian.
That's the same thing.
Anyway.
Remember when Gregor the Hammer Valentine went to some indie show and they paid him like
$50? It was a back like kid's backyard. It was like a backyard wrestling show and he shows up.
And he comes in, he's all fat, and he's like
I still remember flipping through on ESPN one day and seeing Gregor the Hammer Valentine on the Stephen A. Smith show.
Oh really?
He saw the panel.
But this was great. He just fucking comes in, he's all disgusting. And there's like these guys that are like in decent shape and they're running into the ring and he just taps them once and they go flying.
Of course.
And then he does some stupid speech, and he's totally not into it. It's like, I love coming and doing these shows.
No, he says, I never thought I'd be in a backyard,
is that what he said?
But here I am.
How did you know this?
Huh?
Were you there for this?
It was on YouTube.
Oh.
I posted it on Double Accent a while ago. I never thought I'd be at a backyard show, but here I am, and
it's great.
It's great to be here.
Whatever.
All right.
Where's my money?
Yeah.
Poor Greg.
So, he hasn't been good since that dog collar match with Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
It was a classic.
Like 1984.
No, I mean, he had
some other. The Dream Team Dark with
team.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Rhythm and Blues.
Do you guys know what Brutus the Barber Beefcake is doing, by the way?
Time.
No. Rob and I were at the gym and we saw a flyer for a wrestling match in Bay Ridge featuring
Brutus the Barber Beefcake in the main event.
God.
Well, that's good. That is.
When is that?
Last Saturday.
Was it WTF?
No, it's like some Long Island Wrestling Association.
Fighting?
Just some indie guy. No.
Melvin.
It's just like Brutus Beefcake. Oh, no, he was fighting Salvatore Sincere. That was...
Oh, God.
That's good that he's back in wrestling because before he was doing, he was driving a train, right? Something like that.
He worked as a train dispatcher.
Yeah.
And he got caught with like cocaine.
He was a coke booth clerk.
No,
exactly.
He didn't get caught with cocaine. He left his cocaine somewhere and
right.
thought
like
it was anthrax.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they had the whole fucking.
That is exactly right.
Come.
Yeah.
And he had to admit to cocaine.
This is also the guy who has like 8 plates in his face because of a parasailing accident.
Yep.
Do you know what the truth about that parasailing accident is?
I would love to hear it.
Here's the thing. This never got out. I read this in Bret Hart's book. So
did you hear it? Did you read this in The Source?
The Source being Bret Hart's book. That there it wasn't that he was parasailing. It was that a guy parasailing landed on him and crushed his face.
So he was just
walking around, and just a guy landed on him. And
we didn't land on a parasailer. Parasailer landed on us.
Thank you,
right? Like in that movie.
It's Brutus X.
So why did he lie?
It sounds embarrassing. I don't know.
That he was walking?
That he didn't see a parasailer coming
that,
for him?
That doesn't make it wrong. That doesn't make it an untrue story.
Yeah.
It's still a parasailing accident.
The guy
who
was parasailing was Horace Hogan, though. That's
no.
What
Here's what really happened. He was looking for his coke that he dropped.
Yeah.
It went in the ocean. He was diving for it, and a parasailer came in.
It happened at a Nine Inch Nails show.
Yeah. He was parasailing in the Boston train department.
Green Day was playing. It was Woodstock 94.
The people were parasurfing the crowd.
All right.
Are you guys done?
Yeah. I think we're done.
Noah looks ready to
You're over
check
it.
Somebody.
All right, let's end the show. Are we going to end it with Robert Stay in Europe? Are we going
to
do that?
Would you like to do that?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So you want to introduce it?
Ladies and gentlemen, here's a song that we played when I was in here. I was in Europe. Coming back.
No, you do it. You have the radio voice. Ready? Go.
Up next is Robert versus Europe.
What?
Robert
versus Europe.
That was very anticlimactic.
Robert, I forgot the name of the song.
I talked up your skills so
much. Coming up right now, there's a live cast.
No.
It's everybody. It's the live cast award winner for song parody of the year.
It's a song that shares everybody's sentiment.
It's MC3D featuring DJ Lonnie with Robert. Senior.
No, no, that would not cut it on Sirius. I'm just telling you right now. Yo, yo. On some real shit. Robin, Robin, stay in Europe. Yo. I know you're supposed to come back next week, my dude. But we've been talking and I don't know. Maybe you should, like, find a youth hostel in Amsterdam or something, you feel me? Robber, 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 stay in Europe. Only please miss your flight. You know we don't really miss you. The song's gonna diss you. Don't come back. Don't come back. Don't come back. Don't come back. Robber, 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 stay in Europe. No one can tell you how. You know your sideburns look awful. You smell